If you're a State Farm policyholder and have been affected by the recent wildfire, please contact your State Farm agent. You can also call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or 800-732-5246 to get started. We're taking calls around the clock and responding as quickly as possible because at State Farm, our goal is to help our customers get their lives back to normal. Contact your local agent. Call 1-800-SF-CLAIM.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
We're News Talk 1590 KVTA Ventura.
Comspec receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and I'm so excited here to start our day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. I am your host. I'm Kim. I'm here with my husband, Lou Pagano. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. We're getting him out here every morning, and obviously we got Tom Spence. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything is good. A beautiful morning, despite all the smoke from the fire.
I tell you, in fact, that's what I want to start off with is I want to have my prayers go out to all the families that have been affected by all of this fire that's going on. And I want a big thank you to all our firemen out there that are fighting and anyone that's opened up their home and their heart. So, you know, we need to work together as a community to get through this. So I hope that it's over soon. So I really wanted to start with that. I'm so excited. Today joining us in our studio is Dale Collins and Ann Fenwick. And they are both exercise How do you say it?
Exercise physiologist.
Physiologist. I never heard of that. I'm really excited to hear about that. So you're going to help me understand why I don't want to go to the gym?
Yes, we will.
Okay, so there you go. Anyways, and Ann is also a nutritional educator and a doctor in holistic nutrition. I love that. I mean, that's kind of the way I roll. Instead of always being on antibiotics and stuff like that, is really finding out the natural way to find out how we can cure ourselves. So welcome, Ann.
Thank you.
All right. And today for our show, we're really excited. Pierrepont Racquet Club has this whole next week, it's called Active America. We're going to talk a little bit about that and how you guys are awesome. Pierrepont is right here in Ventura, so I'm going to welcome all of our guests out there to go down and check out their club. It's amazing. But not only that, I mean, you guys got tons of stuff going on this next week, right?
Yes, we do. We actually have coming up on Tuesday, May 7th, we have tennis social at 6:30 p.m. On Thursday, we have a Zumba dance party at 5:30. And then not to forget, on Monday, the 6th at noon, we have a free nutrition lecture that Ann's going to be presenting.
Ooh, wait, what day is that?
On Monday, May 6th.
Ooh, I'm going to come out. I think that is so important. I think you are what you eat. And I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So, you know what, Tom, let's just see who's out there and who's awake right now. And again, if you're just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we've got lots of stuff to give away today. So we're going to open up our lines. And let's give out a membership right now from the Pierrepont Racquet Club.
All right, that sounds great. Let's do it. Let's go out to the Pierrepont Racquet Club. They'd like to invite you to join them in getting active. Now through May 10th, you can use the club for free during Get Active America Week and participate in full tennis and fitness activities. The Pierrepont Racquet Club is located at 500 San Juan Road and is a private membership tennis, racquet sports, and swim along with fitness club with a friendly family atmosphere. Call Pierrepont Racquet Club. You can get there via the phone line 648-5161, 648-5161, to participate in all that's happening at the Pierrepont Racquet Club. So what are we going to do for a prize?
We're going to do, well, we got lots of these to give away today. And of course, I've got other things too. But we've got 1 month trial membership right now. And Tom, what do you say? Let's take caller number
10.
You got it. At 805-650-1590 for a certificate of 1 month membership to the Pierpont Racquet Club right here in Ventura. This, if you've been sitting at home and you're early right now and you're awake, it's your lucky day, because you know what? You're going to be able to start your day in a positive way. And there's nothing better than moving your body and getting yourself in shape. So I'm all over that. Give us a call right now. Again, 650-1590. I want to tell you a little bit about our show today. I'm really excited. We're going to have our dream expert on, Lori Quinn Loewenberg. And if you have had, in fact, Anne, you said you woke up with this dream, so we'll have to find out what that's about. But she's going to talk about, you know, what our dreams mean to us, and, you know, kind of find out what's been haunting us, or maybe if we can, like, get rid of it, we could go to sleep. Our next guest, my husband's going to like this, Tom's going to like this, and Dale might like this, but we're going to talk to Lori Quinn. Another Lori Watson, and she's a sex therapist. And if you're talking about wanting more sex in your relationship, let's find out about that too. So stay with us. You know, I always bring you things that are going to add value to our lives every day in every way. And then we're going to come back and talk to Dale and Anne and find out more about the club and find out some tips that we could really just enhance our lives. I mean, that's what it's all about, living your best life. So I'm so glad that you are joining us here. And if you find something that you want to ask a question, I want to open up our lines at 805-650-1590. I know we have a winner right now, but stay with us because we got lots. I've got strawberry tickets, strawberry festival tickets. I've got wine and food festival tickets that we're going to be giving away. We've got soup plantation. We've got Caneo Valley days. It's all happening right here on the Kim Pagano Show. And again, we are so glad that you are here. And don't, you know, if you didn't get that first membership, we got lots more, so stay with us. All right. So just to start off with the morning, what's a good tip to wake all our listeners up out there? Any ideas?
Well, one of the big things is people really need to get up and move. One of the problems that we see is if people are just sitting around all day, muscles are getting tight, they're not becoming flexible. So we usually see that causes a lot of aches and pains later on, not only throughout the day, but later in life. So just getting up and moving, stretching out, being active. I mean, our bodies were not meant to sit. So you have to get out. You have to go do things. You have to get the heart pumping, the blood flowing. Use those muscles. And that's one of the most important things, is just getting out and being active.
There you go. Anything is better than nothing, right?
Exactly.
I hear that all the time. I mean, just get out there and move. My husband and I try to walk. Or our dogs try to walk.
No, more Kim tries to walk.
Yeah, I try to walk. Exactly. I'm the one. Like, I'm feeling anxious. Let's go walk. But, you know, it's about moving. So, anyways, let's bring our first guest on. And Lori Quinn Loewenberg. She's been on my show before. She is a dream expert. And her book is Dream On It, Unlock Your Dreams, Change Your Life. Lori, are you there?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I do want to give out our phone number, 650-1590, if anybody has a dream that's been, you know, sticking with them. Lori, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Oh, well, as you mentioned, I am a dream analyst and author. I've authored 3 books on the subject of dreaming. This is what I do for a living. Dreams are not psychic, although they do deal with the psyche. They're the deepest part of your thoughts. They're a continuation of your thoughts from the day, and when you can understand your dreams, you can get great ideas for your life, you can get inspiration, you can solve problems. You know how when we have a dilemma we need to work on, we tend to say, well, let me sleep on it. What we're really doing is dreaming on it. That's when we're doing our best thinking. It's in the dream state.
Wow, really interesting. Anne, do you want to share your dream? Come on, Anne, come on.
It's going to be my birthday in just a little bit. So I was at work and in my office, and somebody delivered a dozen roses.
Ooh.
And then I have this huge fan base. So all of a sudden, I had another dozen roses. And
oh,
then
my gosh, yeah, you and really
then
do.
Yeah, and then a third set. So I had 3 roses, dozens in my office.
You are blessed.
I am blessed.
That's very cool.
Then when I got back, one of the dozen was missing. So I wondered, okay, who absconded with those roses? I went through the whole club looking for them, wondering. But then I ended up in the lost and found my underwear.
Oh, wait, this was your dream.
Yeah, this is my
right?
dream.
Oh, yeah, oh no. Okay. I was like, wow, wait a minute. Okay,
no, this was my dream. And then I found it and then I woke up.
Yeah, you found underwear instead of roses.
Yeah, what does that mean?
We're going to have – that's our next guest, our sex therapist. No. Oh, I love
okay,
it.
Okay, let's figure this out. Now, one of the rules you need to remember when trying to interpret your dreams – I've got 10 rules to remember in my latest book, Dream On It. One of the rules to remember is whenever you have a specific amount of something in a dream, whenever you have a specific number in a dream, it can always be connected to that same amount or number in real life. So you have three – a set of three roses.
Dozen. Three dozen.
Okay. But yet one got stolen. So what three things in your life, got to put your thinking cap on, what three things in your life have you been enjoying, but except one perhaps is kind of on its way out?
Ooh, interesting. Anything that comes to your mind?
Not at this time in the morning.
Give me time. To you. Whenever you're given something in a dream, it usually represents a gift you have, huh. Like a God-given gift, a skill and ability.
Oh, it wasn't like yesterday when I made a return at Nordstrom's? Maybe that was taken away?
Oh, there you go.
No, I know. That was no, I'm just joking.
No. Well, you know, we're going to have to figure out what that is because, and that's interesting. And I want to, you know, just talk to my listeners out there. If anybody has a dream that they want to try to find out what it is, definitely give us a call here at 650-1590, 650-1590. And you know what I want to do is let's, because we're talking about Pierrepont Racket Club here right in Ventura right now, and it is Active America. I want to give out another 1 month membership, and I'm really excited to do that. So if you're calling about the membership or you're calling about you know, finding out about your dream, definitely give us a call right now at 650-1590. Now, I know there's different things that you have a guide. It's like an easy-to-use guide in your book, right, to help you understand your dreams, what they mean. And do a lot of people, like, before their jobs or a new job or something, is that what kind of their anticipation?
When you're going to start something new and something you're having some anxiety over, yeah, your dreams are definitely going to be connected to that. Whenever there is something new in your life, you might find yourself dreaming about pregnancy or babies.
Mm. Okay. And now, what are the most common things that you dream about?
The most common things we dream about are falling, being chased, our teeth falling out, our mate cheating. Have you had any of those?
I don't know. Let's see. My husband wants to ask a question. Go ahead.
Well, it's not really a question, but when I'm at work and I have a problem that I need to solve and I can't solve it, I go to bed and I dream about it and I figure out my whole solution and I wake up in the morning and I know how to fix it.
Ah, perfect testimony to why we say let me sleep on it, because you're really dreaming on it. Dreaming is your best thinking. You're very focused. You're very honest with yourself when you're dreaming, and that's where you can find a gold mine of advice, information, even warning that you need to know about your life. So that, you know, you're a great testimony to that.
There you go. It's kind of like putting your test under your pillow, right?
Yep.
I used to do that. I would be better in the morning. Dale, you had a question.
Yes, I never remember my dreams.
Oh,
so
there
what
you go.
Does that mean?
That means you're normal.
Phew, right?
A lot of us don't remember our dreams, and therefore we think, well, I didn't dream last night. And that's incorrect. You do dream every night. It's a natural, necessary function of the brain. We all must enter REM sleep and dream. We do it every 90 minutes, and on a good night, you can have five or more dreams.
Wow.
You're just not remembering them. But what you want to start doing in order to remember those dreams is when you wake up, stay put. Don't jump out of bed. That's the biggest killer of dream recall there is. You want to stay put, and you want to stay in the exact same position you woke up in because that's the position your body was in when you were dreaming. Moving your body kind of unplugs yourself, disconnects yourself from the dream you were just in. So if you can make a habit of staying in bed maybe 5 minutes longer than normal, just linger there, quiet your mind, and stay put, and you'll be surprised how much of your dreams you're going to start remembering every morning.
All right. Lori, Tom, we have a...
We have Joe on the phone with a dream.
Ooh, Joe, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good. Are you an early bird all the time?
I work early.
I like it. Are you calling from your car?
Yes.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
Del Rio.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So what is your dream?
Okay, I've been divorced 7 to 8 years, and I thought I was over it, but I keep having these dreams of when, you know, my kids were young, and we had happy times, and, like, sometimes it's like, I don't know, just all happy times, and then I wake up, and I feel bad, you know? That's about it. It just keeps coming back. I don't know why. I thought I was over it.
Lori?
Well, we will get recurring dreams for a couple of reasons. One reason is because it's connected to a recurring behavior pattern. Whenever we exhibit the behavior, we get the dream. Or it's connected to an ongoing issue. And so for as long as the issue continues, so will the dream. So I think that's your case. It seems to me your dream is putting you back in that time in your life where you were happy and feeling fulfilled, because it wants you to find that same sort of happiness again. It's like you're dreaming mind saying, hey, remember this? Remember how good you felt about your life and yourself when this was going on? Let's find something else to bring that same sort of happiness back.
And, Lori, don't you always remember the good times? You never remember the bad.
Oh, no, you don't remember the bad.
Yeah, I have to just give that to you, Joe. I am telling you, you always think it was all good, and you can't remember any of the bad stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that's half of the battle, at least on that end. So,
are you in another relationship? Have you moved on into another relationship?
No, I'm just single. I'm just trying to be a good dad now.
Okay.
Good
so,
job.
So, yeah, continue to be a good dad, and maybe when you find another woman who really rings your bell, those dreams will stop.
I think I put all my energy into the kids right now.
So. Good.
Aw, what a good man.
That's a great job. Okay, you get Mother's Day father. There you go. And are you a first-time listener?
No, I've been listening for a while.
Aw, thank you. Share my show with everybody. And you got to get down to the racquetball club.
I will.
At the Pierpont.
All right.
In fact, you know what? We're going to give you a one-month trial membership. Will you take it?
You know what? I'm already part of another one right now.
Okay. All right.
Thank
perfect.
You
got it. Just stay active. There you go. All right. Lori, so what about being chased?
Yeah, being chased is really, really common. That's one of the most common recurring dreams we get. And that's usually connected to a recurring behavior pattern, and it is the behavior pattern of avoidance. So if you're the personality type that is continually avoiding confrontation, you know, when there's a person or an issue, you know, you need to confront and deal with, but instead you avoid it and hope if you avoid it long enough, it goes away.
Yeah.
You're
going to
get the being chased dream. And the dream is actually good for you because it's kind of nagging you about the issue and saying, look, you can run from this all you want, but the longer you run, the longer this issue is going to continue to follow you. So if you can work on that behavior, start nipping issues in the bud and facing the people you need to confront, then the dream will stop.
You know, Lori, stay with us. And when we come back, I want to talk about your mate is cheating, the people that have those kind of dreams. And for anybody that's just joining us right now, I'm so glad that you are here with us on the Kim Pagano Show. We got a full studio. We've got Lori Quinn Loewenberg. She's our dream expert and analyst. And if you have a dream, give us a call here at 650-1590, 650-1590. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
It's the most sought-after ticket of the year. It buys you an all-inclusive, mouth-watering afternoon of fun. And it's all for a great cause. It's your admission to the Casa Pacifica Angels 20th Anniversary Wine and Food Festival. Tickets are on sale now for this celebration of food and drink on Sunday afternoon, June 2nd, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. You can't possibly sample all the wines, beers, and delicious offerings from the over 100 vintners and 50 brewers or over 85 restaurants, caterers, bakeries, and specialty shops, but you and your friends will want to try. And just when you think you've had your fill, the music starts and you can dance the rest of the afternoon. Yes, the Costa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival is that much fun. Tickets sell out every year, so buy yours today at CostaPacifica.org. That's CostaPacifica.org. Hosted by Zarley and Van Heusen. Families with Entertainment, sponsored by The Patio at Players Casino and VIP Lounge, presented by Wells Fargo. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal. With more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology, Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. We've got myself, I'm Kim, and my husband Lou, Tom Spence on our board and answering our phones, and we've got in our studio Dale Collins and Ann Fenwick, and they are from the Pierpont Racquet Club, and they would like to invite you to get active now all the way through May 10th. That's all next week. You can use the club for free during Get Active America Week and participate in fun tennis, fitness, activities. The Pierpont Club is located on 500 San Juan Road and is a private membership. And there's so many things to do there. So stay with us because we've got some gift certificates that we're giving away. So definitely, I want to give out our phone number again at 805-650-1590 if you are interested in getting moving. And, you know, we got the experts right here in our studio to help us find out more about it. All right, we do have a caller. Brenda, are you there? Brenda, good morning. How are you?
I'm awake. How's that?
There you go. I love it. I love it. So you have a dream that you want to talk to Lori about?
Yes. This is from my childhood, and I had it a number many times, and it was almost always the same detail. And in the dream, it was not the street I lived on. It was the next block, and there was always this really tall, big, like muscular, an Indian, like an American Indian. And wearing his, and like what we would consider American Indian clothing from the TV shows we watched back in the late 50s and early 60s. And he would go through, he would come around to cut children's hair. And the interesting thing is my mother was a hairdresser and my dad was a barber. And in the dream, I always wanted to escape to where my mother's aunt lived, because in that neighborhood they were all like people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, where there were no children. I never saw children in that neighborhood. And that was what my solution was in the dream, was to escape and go somewhere where there were no kids, because he would always come, in the dream, he was always coming to go through the neighborhood and cut the hair.
Lori, what's your thought on that?
Okay, so in this neighborhood, in real life, when you were growing up, did they bully you? Did the other kids bully you?
I can barely hear the guest.
Did the other kids bully you?
Yes, there was a lot of that going on.
Lori, is that what you're thinking?
Yes, and so the Indian that's cutting, even though you came from a family of hairdressers and barbers, cutting the hair to the dreaming mind is all about, I think in your case, I think it's about that they were always cutting you down.
Okay.
Sorry, I can barely hear the guest for some reason.
Okay. Well, she's saying that it's like cutting you down.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Does
that makes a lot of sense.
There you go. See, I love that. Lori, you are so helpful. And it's interesting when you analyze your dreams and then you can kind of get through them. You know, it's kind of like finding out your problem and then you can face your fear, right?
Yeah, your dreams are the way. You are brutally honest with yourself when your waking mind refuses to be.
Right, exactly. All right, well, thank you, Brenda, for calling. I appreciate that. All right, so we were going to talk about the reoccurring dream of your mate is cheating. Does any of my listeners out there have that dream? Lori, talk to us a little bit about that.
The cheating dream is really, really common, and a lot of men get slapped in the face first thing in the morning because of this dream. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that in real life your mate is getting his or her pleasures elsewhere. Usually this dream can be connected to the fact that there is a third wheel in the relationship, but it's not necessarily another person. It's more likely another thing. Maybe your mate is working too much. Maybe he's out playing golf too much. He's doing or she is doing something that is taking up a lot of his time and attention when you feel that time and attention should be given to you. So essentially, you're feeling cheated out of the time you want with your mate.
Wow. So that, okay. Honey, have I ever slapped you?
Nope.
Dale, have you ever been slapped?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, we're all good here. Tom, have you ever been slapped?
Clear.
Okay, good. So, all right. So, you know, I mean, so how has this helped? Now, this is another really interesting. We've talked about this before. Filthy, clogged, or out of order toilets. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. What that dream is about is the toilet represents your ability to relieve yourself and flush away any sort of negativity or frustration that you've been holding in. So if in the dream the toilet is clogged or unusable for some reason, that's the way your dreaming mind is trying to show you you're getting backed up with negativity and frustration because you're not letting it out.
All right.
So a lot of women get this dream because we don't feel, you know, we don't want to speak our mind or let out our frustration because we don't want to be labeled the B word.
Right,
so
right.
We hold it in instead, and then we get the backed up toilet.
Well, my toilet ought to be overflowing then.
Oh, isn't he sweet? All right. Well, if anybody's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Lori Quinn Loewenberg, and she is a dream analyst, and her book is Dream On It and Unlock Your Life. And so tell us, you know, what are some of the things that we could really, like, to wrap us up here, that we can really look at our dreams and try to get through them?
Well, what you want to do, you know, is first you got to remember them. And so the key to that is just linger in bed about 5 minutes longer than you normally do. Stay still, and that will allow you to remember the dream you were just in. And then you want to write it down, because if you don't, it'll be gone after breakfast.
Right.
And then you want to compare your dream to what happened the day before, because your dreams are always going to have some sort of connection. They're going to be caused by something from the day before, something you talked about, something that was on your mind, something that happened, or something that affected you.
Or you watched a movie or something like that. Exactly. All right.
So you want to connect the dots between, you know, your previous day and your dream that night. And then you want to look for any metaphors, figures of speech, or puns in your dream, because our dreams love to work that way.
It, ooh,
you know, naturally speak in metaphors. You know, oh, I'm hungry as a horse. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. It's raining cats and dogs.
Right.
Naturally speak this way. So this is how our dreams work. They just kind of bring the metaphors to life.
Right. Lori, where do people find you if they weren't able to call right now?
Just get online and go to thedreamzone.com. Just remember, the Twilight Zone, thedreamzone.com. I've got 3 dream books available that make it really easy to figure out your dreams for yourself. They make a great Mother's Day gift.
There you go. We're thinking about Mother's Day.
That's
love it.
Right. And if you put Kim in the coupon code at checkout, you'll save 25%.
Oh, there you go. Thank you so much. Okay, so dreamzone.com.
Yep, don't forget the Dream Zone.
TheDreamZone.com. And anybody that is interested can always email me at Kim@KimPaganoShow to find out about that. Put Kim in there to get your discount. Thank you so much, Lori. I'm going to have you back.
All right,
you got it. You know, we're going to bring Red on our next guest. Our show is just flying by, and I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we've got Lori Watson here, and she is a sex therapist, and her book is Wanting Sex Again. Are you ready for this, honey?
I am. Are you?
No, he said he's going to throw me under the train, you know. But anyways, let's bring Lori on. Lori, are you there?
Hi, Kim. Yes, I'm here.
Good. How are you?
Good. Great.
So, let's the big question. Why do couples become sexless?
It's funny because we think maybe sexlessness happens as couples age, but actually, within 2 years of marriage, about a third of all couples are either sexless, which means less than 10 times a year, or they're low sexed, which is less than 25 times a year. So young couples, even before they have children, are experiencing sexlessness.
Okay. So how does that differ between men and women?
Well, I think that men are driven, of course, by testosterone. They have in their bodies this amazing drug that makes them always want sex. By and large, a man is normal.
We got that final in here, right? Everybody went, oh, good, okay, that's what's wrong with me, or that's what's right with me, right?
Anne and I
are going to walk out the door now, right? Yeah, I love it. Okay.
But women are not driven by this drug. They have a much smaller range of testosterone. A man has about, it's called 1,000 nanograms per deciliter in their blood of testosterone down to about 300. And at 1,000, that's kind of the level that parents of young teenage girls are afraid of. And 300, these men come in as my patients. They have low libido. They don't have any kind of morning arousal. They think about sex maybe once a week. And if their wife is angry with them or if they're angry with, you know, just had a fight, they don't want to have sex. Mm. And women, our range is only 70 to 3.
Wow, so that's a big difference. That's
a
problem right there.
Yeah. It's a huge difference. And so basically as women, we are not driven by our bodies to have sex. We actually, once we come to the bed willing to have sex, men come to the bed craving sex.
Does this, Anne and I are going, okay, this sounds familiar. You kind of just let us off the hook. Thank you.
Well, the thing is once we start having sex as women, once we have some arousal and we start the experience, then our bodies get turned on and then we want it. We have desire, Kim, second to arousal. So once we're in the bed and we go, you know, I'm really glad we started this. I'm really glad I'm doing this because now I really want it.
Right. We have to be, okay, so we like to be talked to. We like the house to be clean, everything to be taken care of, right? And then we're ready.
Does that have to do with it?
Okay, Lori, help us out here. And I want to remind anybody out there that has any of these concerns, we're talking with Lori Watson right now, wanting sex again. If you want sex in your relationship and you have a question, give us a call here at 650-1590. So what is that? He didn't get that, obviously.
Okay. Well, you know, women have their list, right? Their list of things that have to be done and their list of things that have to be in order before they tell themselves they can relax. Whereas men, fortunately, testosterone is helpful in this, but they have the ability to focus and compartmentalize. Women ask me, you know, he's at work all day long and he never calls me. I say, yeah, right, he's at work. He's thinking about work. But then when he comes home, he has the ability to think about the bed, you know, to think about sex. When he's having sex, he's not thinking about anything else. Women, oftentimes we think and manage our lives on multiple levels all at the same time. We're web thinkers. Everything links to everything. And so if the dishes aren't done after dinner, it's very hard for a woman to relax and say, okay, you know, I'm going to go to bed now and have wild sex. You know, those dishes kind of nag at her.
Oh, you know, my husband used to say, okay, kids, because we've got four kids, let's make sure the house is all organized and everything so your mom can relax and enjoy. Now I know what he was talking about, you know. So, you know, what can a man do to help a woman want more sex?
You know, romance really works. I know it's an old and a tired saying, but women so turn on to being desired, being cared for, and being thought of. That's why when there's flowers on the counter and her husband's at work, she thinks, you know what? It's almost like an object that reminds her of that he's thinking of her. It's not the gift. It's not the dollar amount. It's the thoughtfulness behind it that says he still thinks of me. And she needs this deep sense of connection in order to feel connected sexually. So romance is really opens her heart and opens her to sexuality. I would also say that oftentimes men, they say, you know, I want to have sex. But what they need to say is, I want you. And it's more personal. And she feels wanted for herself, not just her body.
I love it. I mean, really, that as a woman, I mean, it's funny because there's two different kinds of sex. There's making love and then there's dirty sex. Would you agree?
Uh-huh. I would think there's lots of sex. Those are two good ones, though. Yeah.
There you go. I tried to break it down in a simple language right there, right, for our morning show here. But, you know, there's so much more to ask, and our show just took off. I would love to have you back on. Leave us with one tip that we can, let's see, Mother's Day is right around the corner, how men can really help their wives feel loved.
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I think that he needs to set it up for her to feel honored in this role, but he also needs to set it up so that she can feel free in her other role. This is why I say, you know what, take her away to a hotel. Take her away, have the bedroom be clear of all the mommy references, because women have real trouble separating the mother role from the sexy girl role.
I love it. Great advice, Lori. Her book, Lori Watson, Wanting Sex Again, How to Rediscover and Desire Your Desire and Heal a Sexless Marriage. Where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores across the country.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you. We're going to have you back on, and we have a lot more to talk about.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give away a month membership right now to the Pierpont Racquet Club. It is Active America all next week, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk with Dale and Ann about the club. All right. Stay with us.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with. And our students do.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way with us on the Kim Pagano Show. And every Saturday morning from 6 to 7, you never know what we're going to talk about. And also, again, in the afternoon, 2 to 3, right here on 1590. Let's talk with Dr. Ann Fenwick and Dale Collins. And we actually even have Carrie Anderson. She is our manager of the club. And we're going to find out about what they've got going on, and it's all over, but right here in Ventura is where we can really take advantage of it. So tell us a little bit about what's going on, Active America.
Well, today, actually, from noon to 2, we have a special Tennis Across America event with a variety of tennis activities for both kids and adults. And from 2 to 4, we have a doubles exhibition match with top national players. That will be a great tennis match to watch. So we're inviting everyone to come on out and take a look at what we have to offer.
So you both are, you know, got nutrition and exercise. So what are some of the tips that you teach at Pierpont?
Well, one of the big things, Pierpont Racquet Club is very different from a lot of other facilities. Usually for people to stay active, you have to find something you enjoy doing physically. That's going to keep you going throughout the rest of your life. And that's where Pierpont is very different in the fact that we offer things like tennis, we offer racquetball, we offer swimming, we offer group classes, cardio, weights. And we offer it for pretty much the whole family. I mean, from the kids all the way on up to the grandparents. And that's something you're not going to get at most other facilities.
Yeah, because sometimes you walk in and you don't feel very comfortable, right? And Pierpont's been, it's family-owned, right? It's been here since 1977. It's been around for a long time, right?
It has. And we also have a lovely location, you know, down by the beach.
Oh,
so
yeah,
a lot of
you
people...
can't. I mean, that is right there. You walk out. I mean, even to, do you guys exercise, like walk around and come back to the club?
Yes, we will on many occasions with different individuals. It just depends on what they need or what they want physically.
There you go. I was just at the Tower Club, and I was telling everybody about that you guys were doing that. And we did, a girlfriend of mine, we did a, I don't know, some kind of club where we did it outside, you know, but we walked all the around there and everything. And it's just an amazing location. So, Ann, tell us about how important it is what we eat. I'm like, she's like, really? Come on, you got 3 dozen roses.
I know. Well, I always like to think of food or nutrition as information.
Ooh.
So what you eat definitely makes a difference, and it tells your body certain signals. So I always try to educate people about the healthy choices and the differences of eating lots of fruits, lots of veggies, versus what are the effects nutritionally on eating, say, fast food. So we always have a thing in the gym. You can lose pounds in the kitchen, ounces in the gym. So we really try to educate them on both so they can be successful in both respects.
So my husband and I have two of our daughters are getting married. And so we said, honey, we need to lose weight and we need to get this going. Any advice? I mean, you know, what I find is you kind of hit a block. Do people, have you noticed that with people? Or, I mean, because we've really changed the way I have at least, right? No. No, we've changed the way we eat. I mean, as far as not having bread and, you know, sugar and all that stuff. But how, I mean, they're hormones and things that really make a difference. Is that true?
Especially as you get older, it really makes a difference. So we try to, like I try to start with teaching you about the nutrition and maybe having you be accountable. So we have people write everything down and then we sit down together and look at it, because we find that one of the best ways is if you can become accountable to what you eat, that'll make you more aware of it. So we start with, like, maybe just writing and journaling, like, for you guys. Because a lot of times you don't realize what you ate yesterday. And also serving sizes. I find that people, you know, I have a salad, but it's this huge salad with, you know, little bacon bits and croutons, and it still could be a lot of calories. So calories do count. Serving sizes make a huge difference. And, again, just be having accountability to yourself and maybe somebody else having that support. And that's like at Pierpont. We provide a lot of support in many respects.
So eat smaller tacos.
Yeah, absolutely. Just have a little taco with a lot of water.
And you know what? That is a really great point. Somebody said when you're hungry, drink water, right? I mean, that really could help you. I never thought that that could really help you not be hungry anymore. Yeah. But I think it's important. Tom, you work out all the time. What's your thought on what we're talking about?
I work out more.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy eating.
Yeah.
But it's true. I could probably drop another 25 if I ate right. And drink very cold water.
Very cool.
It's another great, it could be a little bit of an urban myth because your body's trying to warm it up when it goes in and it burns calories.
Oh, any idea on that? No? Oh, she's not in her head. Well, yeah.
Well, one of the big things is the majority of the calories that you burn is through what's called thermoregulation, meaning keeping your body warm, keeping everything viable and active. So will it help you burn extra calories? Yes. How many? Probably only about two or three.
Oh, okay. I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we've got Ann and Dell here, and they are from the Pierpont Racquet Club right here in Ventura, and we are having all next week. The Pierpont Racquet Club is having, well, it's like a whole week of being going there free, right, and just working out and getting active. And so is there no pressure to join? It's just about getting there, right?
It's just about getting in the door, seeing what we have to offer. And as you mentioned before, a lot of times you walk into a club and you don't feel comfortable there. You feel a little out of place. And if that's the case, you're probably not going to come back, or at least not consistently. So we offer a very low-pressure, very family fun environment, a place that you'd want to come back to. And that's going to keep you more consistent and help you reach your goals a lot better and faster.
Right. Now, how long have you both been there?
Well, I know I've been there, not even sure how long I've been there anymore. I think about 10 years.
Yeah. And the club's been there since 1977, and now it's a multi-use, so is there a lot of men and women? Do everybody work out together? Is it kind of family?
It's very family-oriented, so we have men and women, we have kids, we have a summer camp for a lot of the kids where we do various activities to obviously get them involved and get them active. So it is a good split just because it is a family-based club and family memberships.
Now, you know what's interesting? I love playing racquetball, and now that's kind of coming back again, isn't it? Do people play a lot of racquetball?
Well, people do play racquetball and squash. It's not quite as popular as it was in the 70s.
Just dated me. Thank you very much. No, but you know what? Is it more tennis now?
It is more tennis. We do see the popularity of tennis a lot more. So we have, like I said, a lot of great programs with tennis for all ages.
Okay. And so how does somebody find out about becoming a member and the cost and all that?
Well, we do have an open door policy for people to come in, tour the club, talk to all of our representatives about costs, the options. There are different options as far as pricing and memberships depending upon individual, depending upon family, tennis, and so forth.
So here's my question to both of you, because everybody has a different style. I'm a hair therapist, and I try to go for like more the natural and kind of honor your what you've already been given in life to, that's how I do hair. What is your style, Dale, of how you teach people? You know, I mean, it's all about really getting into them so that it works, correct?
Yes, one of the big things that we look at, one of the things that also differentiates us is we have a lot of education in our trainers. And the reason why that's so important, most people just focus on their goals, meaning I want to lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds, where they're not thinking about the important aspects, which are what are your physical needs? Meaning, are you working out cardiovascularly 3 to 5 times a week? Do you have a previous injury? A lot of times we see these previous injuries that maybe you've had in your 20s or 30s come back, and we see a problem in your 40s, 50s, and even later because you didn't address that. And all of these physical needs, prior injuries, family health problems, all those determine what you should be doing to be correctly physically active and to reach your goals, not just the lose 10 pounds. We'll hit that too, but the other things are actually more important to make you healthy and fit.
Okay. You know, really good. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're finding out a little bit about how we can stay active. And I really believe anything is better than nothing, right? And and it's about moving. And we've got a great deal here that for this whole next week, you can go in and try the Pierpont Racquet Club. Find out how amazing their exercise, physiologists are, and find out how you can get yourself in shape. It's summer's almost right here, so stay with us. You're listening to Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
the most sought-after ticket of the year. It buys you an all-inclusive, mouth-watering afternoon of fun. And it's all for a great cause. It's your admission to the Casa Pacifica Angels 20th Anniversary Wine and Food Festival. Tickets are on sale now for this celebration of food and drink on Sunday afternoon, June 2nd, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. You can't possibly sample all the wines, beers, and delicious offerings from the over 100 vintners and 50 brewers or over 85 restaurants, caterers, bakeries, and specialty shops. But you and your friends will want to try. And just when you think you've had your fill, the music starts and you can dance the rest of the afternoon. Yes, the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival is that much fun. Tickets sell out every year, so buy yours today at CasaPacifica.org. That's CasaPacifica.org. Hosted by Zarley and Van Heusen. Families with Entertainment, sponsored by The Patio at Players Casino and VIP Lounge, presented by Wells Fargo. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. In fact, I've got strawberry tickets. Let's open up the line, 650-1590. I'd love to give away a set of strawberry tickets. That's what's coming up here. And today I want to remind everybody that the Kentucky Derby is from 1 to 5 at the Hummingbird Ranch in Simi Valley. Also, Trucks for Troops is today at the Simi Town Center, and that is from 11 on. And it's almost free. In fact, it's just a really good deed. I'll tell you why, because you want to bring something to donate for the troops. It's all good. It's a win-win, and we want to thank them and not forget about what they've done for us. Also, we've got Casa Pacifica coming up, and that is June 2nd, 1 to 5, and we're going to have tickets for that, and also the Strawberry Festival, which that's what we're doing right now at 805-650-1590. That's 805-650-1590. We'll take caller number 5. All right. And again, I want to remind you that we have Dale Collins and also Ann Fenwick here, and they are from the Pierpont Racquet Club, and they would like to invite you to join them in getting active now through May 10th. You can use the club for free during this week, and so you can participate in tennis and fitness activities, and God, you got racquet tennis, racquetball, sports, and swimming, and everything there, right? So talk about the pool. We were talking about in our break about that. The faces that you make, I love it. All right. Anyways, let's bring Ann back on.
We have a beautiful pool. We have an indoor pool, and we offer water aerobics in the morning, which is a great class. The instructor actually was a registered nurse. She's been teaching, I think, for 33 years, Patty Kong. And then we have an outdoor pool, which is beautiful, and you can swim laps out there, and we have a lot of people that come in and swim laps. The pools are popular. They're not that crowded. We have a lot of swim lessons for little kids all the way up to adults, lap instruction, swim instruction. They're beautiful pools.
There you go. I love it. So now, you know, Anne, if you could give us a couple tips. I want you guys to leave my listeners with some tips that can really help them, you know, if they want to just kind of, maybe they've been waiting a little bit longer to get organized and get active, but, you know, summer is right around the corner. We've got a couple weddings coming up, right? And so, you know, just getting out there, changing a few things in your life could really make a difference. What would you say?
I guess for me, maybe one of the things you could start with for people that are just starting out, get a pedometer.
Ooh,
get something
okay.
that you can track how many steps you take. And we have a program, actually the U.S. has a program, 10,000 steps a day. If you take 10,000 steps, that's equal to 5 miles. 2,000 steps is 1 mile. And just start and track. See how much you walk. The average American does 2,000 steps. So maybe if you're aware of it, it could make you accountable. So you get home and take the dog for another walk or in the morning or at lunch so that you could ideally get to 10,000 steps a day. And that would at least get you moving would be a start. Dale?
What Ann hit on earlier about keeping track of your nutrition, because basically everything boils down to calories in, calories out. So the exercise is your calories out. That's what you're burning off. The nutrition is your calories in. And it's very easy to overeat your exercise, meaning take in more calories than you could ever hope to burn off.
You think you're doing good, right? Because you got this big salad and dressing, right? But you're still eating more than your body needs, right?
Exactly. And anything extra that you eat, the body stores as fat. That's just the way it is. That's no matter where the calories come from, protein, carbs, fat, everything is stored as fat.
And it's interesting. Yesterday I was talking with somebody that we were talking about nutrition. And if you could, they say anything that man's touched, they've usually changed it a little bit, right? And so if it's grown or it's fresh or right, that's much better for you.
Yeah, if it's a long word and you can't pronounce it, it's like you have to be a chemistry major, don't eat it. Absolutely.
There you go. So now, you know, my husband, I know he always tells me because he's a contractor and he's always busy walking these huge commercial buildings, right? And he walks a lot, but, you know, how's that? Go ahead, Ann. You're nodding your head. So do you think that, I mean, is that not enough?
No, it's not. I mean, the walking is one part of it. Back to where I was talking about the physical needs, you know, you have 3 to 5 times a week for cardio. Well, ideally, you need 2 to 3 times a week of strength training. And this does multiple things. It keeps the bones strong. It also helps naturally increase testosterone levels, but it also keeps us very functional and very viable. So we need that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today. Remember, everybody, to get out to the Pierpont Racquet Club, and you're going to hear their, you know, some of their stuff going on, and definitely be out there. I want to remind you, thank you so much for joining us here today. Of course, I end you with a thought for the week. And even when you fall on your face, you're still moving forward. And remember, it's a good day to have a great day. Next week, we're going to be talking about Mother's Day. And remember, tune in for my show from 2 to 3. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Thank you, all of you, for being a part of my day. And we'll talk to you later.
Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.